Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the People Processes Podcast, where we dive deep into the tools, laws, and yes, processes that you need to know in order to scale and grow your organization. On this podcast, we help you structure your business processes to make your people your organization's greatest competitive advantage. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and pretty much any podcatcher of your choice. You can also subscribe at peopleprocesses.com, which will give you exclusive subscriber-only content. Here is your host, Rami Alagil, author and CEO of People Processes.
Your non-compete agreements are safe, for now. A Texas court just blocked the FTC's ban, but the battle is far from over. This is your chance to review, rethink, and reinforce your strategies. In today's episode, we're giving you the insider's guide on what to do next. Don't miss out. Your business could depend on it. Hello, and welcome to the People Processes Podcast, where we dive deep into the latest HR and business management news and information. I'm your host, Rami Alagil, and today we're tackling a topic that's been making headlines, especially for businesses and HR professionals. The recent ruling by the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of Texas that set aside the FTC's proposed ban on most non-compete agreements across the entire nation. Now, you may be wondering, what does this mean for my business? How does this impact the non-compete agreements I have in place? And most importantly, what step should I take next? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Let's get into it. All right. On August 20th, today's the 27th as of recording, probably go up in a day or two, the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas delivered a significant ruling. It has major implications for businesses across the country. Court set aside the Federal Trade Commission's proposed ban on most non-compete agreements. Initially, that ban was supposed to take effect on September the 4th. However, with this ruling, the enforcement of the ban has been completely halted. The decision means that, for now, businesses can continue to enforce non-compete agreements under the current laws. But this isn't just a simple business-as-usual situation. There are important nuances to consider. So, what does this mean for you as a business owner? Well, here are a few key points to consider. First, the immediate takeaway is that any existing non-compete agreements that you have in place remain enforceable under your state law, assuming that you're in a state that allows them. There are different rules in every state, but federally, your existing non-compete agreements remain enforceable. This provides a level of stability for the business that rely on those agreements to protect their intellectual property, their customer relationships, and competitive edge. However, it's important to understand that this ruling does not permanently eliminate the threat of a federal ban on non-competes. The legal landscape around this issue is still evolving, and businesses need to stay informed and prepared for potential changes in the future. At the time of writing, the FTC has not filed an appeal, so the injunction holds. Now, it is likely that depending on the way the election goes, they would go to reinforce this after it, or they may take action even before then, but there's no way they could get to court really before the election, and the next administration may have different opinions on this. So you got a little bit of breathing room. In my complete not scientific opinion, this ban is going to stay in, the ban's injunction is going to stay in effect. While this ruling may provide relief for the employers who are using non-competes, it's essential to consider the employee perspective. The ongoing debate around non-compete agreements has heightened concerns about employee mobility and fairness. Lots of employees are hearing about this. Businesses might want to take this opportunity to review their policies and ensure they're balancing their interests with those of the employees and the current desire. So if you've already taken action, which honestly, it's August 27th or August 20th when this ruling came out, and it was going to go into effect September 4th, that's 14 days. You probably, large employers, probably already made a plan on how to deal with this. You may want to go through with it anyway, right? Purely out of a morale perspective, there's going to be lots of articles about how this is bad for employees and good for business, where we all know that non-competes have a lot of reasons to use, and one of them is that you're able to invest in your employees more if you're sure they don't go work for your competitor at the drop of a hat. So there's lots of nuance to this, but most employees aren't going to get that. So you want to take a minute to make sure that just because you can doesn't mean you necessarily should. So review your current non-compete agreements. Let's go through those, our steps. This is a great time to review your existing non-compete agreements, ensure that they comply with the state laws and are reasonable in scope, duration, and geographic reach. Overly restrictive agreements can lead to legal challenges even without the federal ban. If you need help, in the description, there's a link to a downloadable. I have every state's broad guidelines on non-compete agreements, right? So there's lots of states that just say you can't do them. There are some that have partial bans, some that have no bans, give you kind of Wild West. I'll give you that list down there. I'll also include a sample one, which is not to be used as is. You must consult with legal experts to understand the implications of your non-compete agreements. They're going to provide guidance on how to navigate the current legal environment and prepare for any potential changes down the road, and look at your current ones or ones you want to put in place. Again, you could use our sample one and have a legal counsel review that, save you some time, gives you some ideas about what the various provisions are that you want to have a plan for. Finally, you want to stay informed. The legal landscape around non-competes is fluid, and just because the federal ban has been, there's been an injunction issued, doesn't mean that states aren't going to take action in different ways. Stay informed is crucial. Keep an eye on developments at both the state and federal level and be prepared to adjust your policies accordingly. If you haven't already, subscribe to People Processes. We keep you in the loop about stuff like this. Finally, you need to evaluate your employee relations. Consider how the use of non-compete agreements impacts that employee relationship. Are there alternative ways to protect your business interests that might also enhance employee satisfaction and retention? For example, non-disclosure agreements, there's no talk of banning those, right? Non-solicitation agreements about your current clients, confidential informations or intellectual property agreements. You can cover a lot of the pieces that a non-compete covers with other individual agreements, right? Just something to think about. In general, non-competes are going to have a for non-C-level executives or high-level executives are going to have a somewhat negative stigma for a little bit. So you may want to look at other ways to accomplish the same goal and make sure you can continue to invest in your new employees, trust them, give them all the opportunities that, they can handle inside your organization. So as we wrap up today's discussion, you know, it's clear that while this recent ruling provides temporary relief, the issue of non-competes agreements is far from settled, whether it's at the state or federal level. Staying proactive and informed is the best way to protect your business interests while navigating these complexities. If you found the discussion helpful, make sure to subscribe to our channel so you never miss an update on the latest business law and HR practice. If you have specific questions or need personalized advice, don't hesitate to reach out. After you download the state list and sample policy, you can book a 30-minute consultation with me. If you're a U.S.-based business executive, manager here in the United States, I would love to meet with you. You get 30 minutes of my time for free. I'd be happy to talk. I only do 4 of those a week, though, so book as you can. Lastly, if you're looking for a deeper dive into non-compete agreements and how to navigate them, we've got them covered, again, down in the bio. That's that comprehensive guide, insights, practical tips to help protect your business. I hope this was helpful to you. This is my first time trying to do calls to action specifically about what we're talking about here. Please drop a line in the comment below, or drop a comment in the lines below if you think that this is kind of crazy. I just want to provide as much value as I can to my YouTube audience and my podcast audience, and want to offer that, you know, ability to get some one-on-one help if you need it. Otherwise, just ask a question. I have reviewed every comment and responded to every comment for the last 6 months, so I'd be happy to help. Have a great day. Now, time for you to go out there and get your work done. Can't wait to hear from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at People Processes. Go to peopleprocesses.com, subscribe, and get some of our subscriber-only content. And if you got something out of this, make sure you share it with anyone you know. Thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.